From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. The operator of California's power grid says solar is a bigger part of the grid than ever. Bob Moffat reports the state's solar power production set single-day records twice in August.
The California Independent System Operator, or CAISO, reports solar production went above the 1 gigawatt level twice in the last month. CAISO's Stephanie McCorkle says solar's contribution to the power supply was especially helpful in mid and late August. That's when the grid experienced its highest demand all year.
The thing that is really nice about solar power is that it actually peaks around the same time that our air conditioning demand peaks in California, and that's in the late afternoon hours.
McCorkle says wind power is still the cheapest in the green energy sector, but solar is in much greater supply, and the costs of production are coming down. 20% of California's power produced this year came from green energy. The state's goal is 33% by 2020. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffat.
Northern and Central California could see an increased risk of fire over the next few days. Cal Fire's Danielle Berlant says the dry lightning and strong winds in the forecast can lead to dozens or even hundreds of separate fires in the same area.
We increased our staffing. We put more firefighters on duty. We staffed our reserve engines. We kept all of our personnel on duty so that we have enough resources and personnel to respond to the fires.
And all that costs money. And Cal Fire has already burned through its entire emergency firefighting fund in this year's budget. It's used more than $20 million from the state's reserve as well. And fire season is now only reaching the peak months of September and October. Berlant says the dry conditions and lack of rainfall have led to increased fire activity this year. Cal Fire is currently fighting several fires across the state, but none are posing major risks to buildings. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.